What time is it? It's KD time. You are now listening to the podcast KD Time. On this show, you'll laugh along as I talk about random topics and give wacky stories. I talk about TV shows I love, music I enjoy, movies in their vastness, being a New Yorker, and much, much more. A big welcome to you from your host, Keone. Hey everybody, it's finally here, episode number 20. That's right, 20 episodes. This is huge news. For a long time, I have been wondering what I could possibly talk about on here on this 20th episode. And I'm here, and I still really don't know what I wanted to talk about. But I thought long and hard, and I figured I wasn't going to give you a 20 for 20 list like I did for my episode 10. But I did want to do something 20 related. It's the year 2020, and it's been one heck of a doozy for sure. In this episode, episode 20, I'm going to give a highlight on my favorite episodes that I've already accomplished and, you know, just talk a little bit about them, see if you guys have been listening to all of them. Also in this episode, I'm going to give my younger self some more advice. This time it's on junior high school, as well as telling you guys my story of where I was for September 11th. Stay tuned. Hey y'all, welcome back. So like I said before, I'm going to do a highlight on some of my favorite episodes that I've done so far. Starting with episode number one, Welcome to KD Time. Welcome to KD Time. It was my very first episode. And as soon as I started talking, I knew that I would love doing this whole podcast thing. Absolutely knew it. I talked about the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Andy's character tries everything she can to make Ben dump/leave her. And he's focused on trying to make her fall in love with him. And by the end of the movie, they get their wish. But of course, in normal rom-com fashion, they got back together in the end. And I like that this is the start of my podcast journey, mostly because it is legit random as heck. It was so random that I just started talking about the movie. And the most important part of that movie was just how she did it, you know, how she was able to, well, she didn't actually do it because it turned out that they were both lying to each other, right? And so, like, but all of the things that she tried to, you know, call his stuff, his business after a princess, and she gave him a love fern, and he's like, okay, and then it died. And right from there, it was just kind of like, it was over, right? But then they went into couples therapy, which was basically her friend. it was her friend. It was absolutely her friend tricking him into believing that they were actually doing couples therapy. She got into a fight with a guy at the movies and got him beat up. And then, you know, like, she did all this weird stuff, like, saying that she was vegan and, like, taking him to a Celine Dion concert. It was just really funny. Oh, and also making him miss that big point, because they actually went to the basketball game. I'm sorry. They went to the basketball game. And she asked him to get her, like, drinks and, like, oh, this is diet. Like, she was just being so annoying and so, like, I don't know. Like, I honestly, I'm glad that he had his own agenda. And I get that that's how the movie, you know, goes on, because, like, he's really trying to make her fall in love. And she's just doing everything in her power to, like, make him think that she's cuckoo banana pants, which, I mean, if any actual guy were to date such a girl, I think they would bounce real quick. I think for me, if I was Ben, I probably would have bounced after the Celine Dion concert mess, because, like, that is something that I feel would definitely be like, you know what, you put me through the ringer, you got me into a fight, and now you took me to a Celine Dion concert right next to the basketball game, and And yeah, I would have been like, all right, no, I'm good. I'm good. But I don't know. At the same time, I'm a girl, so I don't know what I would do if I were a guy. Maybe in another lifetime. But like some of the, you know, some of the big quotes that I enjoyed from the movie was just kind of like that big one where she's like, where they both fight. They come out of the gala fighting, and he's like, that's what I was, you know, I was just a guinea pig, someone you could test with your theories on, and I was just some girl somebody picked out in a bar. He's like, so yeah, so what, big deal, hell, now you can even use it as a little twist in your story. That's a good idea, maybe we should bet on it. You know what, you did your job now, Andy. Yes, I did. You wanted to lose a guy in 10 days, congratulations, you did. You just lost him. No, I didn't, Ben. Because you can't lose something you've never had. And I, oh my gosh, every time I hear that line, every time I watch the movie, I'm just kind of like, ouch, dang. She really felt like she didn't have him. I'm like, you had him, girl. Like, he brought you home to his family. Like, that's how much you had him. Anyway, I just thought that was one of the best lines of the movie. Moving right along. Episode number 4, dating, dot, dot, dot. Dating, dot, dot, dot was really fun to make. And I love that I could have my bro on the episode as well as one of my best friends, Drea, and my other good friend, Nakiba. Like, it was such a good episode. I mean, despite the little crackle, crackle business that was going on in Kendria's part of it. But for the most part, it was really fun to create one and to have the guests on, because talking about relationships and dating, it can last a long time, you know, because it's relationships, dating, all that. It's an everyday, all day occurrence. Everybody is dating. Everybody is in a relationship. Unless you are super single and don't want to be bothered with it, yeah, dating. Dating is everywhere. People are always meeting and connecting with other people and finding them attractive and then trying to see if there's a spark between them and going from there. And it's great to have insights on how people feel and react to certain things. Like, my bro doesn't exactly see the hype with online dating, but my girlfriends are like, you can online date, but it's very hard to weed out the weeds and look for a decent date in the same process. You know, there's a lot of bad weeds in the mix when you're trying to find a connection. And then on top of that, there's people who don't even do online dating for the joy of it. They do it for their own selfish reasons, which is like just a one night stand or something like that. So it's just kind of like with dating, it's a big topic. And I know there's plenty of podcasts out there that specifically hone in on relationships. I've listened to a few in my podcast group, so that's, I know that people like to talk about this topic to the bone. The next episode I really, like, I want to give a highlight of that I really enjoyed was Let's Go! That's right. My Let's Go episode where I'm talking about sports. Because watching sports is so much fun. You never know what could happen. Like, legit, there are so many plays or there's so many, you know, crazy moments in sports history where as a fan, you're sitting there just kind of like, oh yeah, they got this in the bag. And then bam, something happens and it's just like, what? Or like you're on the other side of it where you're just kind of like, you're kind of like in the outs where you're thinking that your team has failed and they're going to lose. And then all of a sudden something good happens. And everything changes, and now you are on the winning side, and you're so hype and excited. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, especially, like, well, I'll say in the event of like a basketball game or even a baseball game, but mostly like a basketball game, when it's getting down to the wire, and then that ball player just throws the ball up and it goes in the hoop, and you don't think that it would, but it did. And then you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, that's crazy amazing, like, what? And so It's awesome. Like, your heart is pounding watching your favorite team, and you just hope and pray that they win. But you get over it when they lose, and I have. I've gotten over a lot of times where my team has lost, especially with the recent hockey game coming to. Hockey has come to an end, but it's going to come back later, hopefully, in December. I mean, I enjoyed recording this episode because I love sports, you know? Speaking of, I did watch the Tampa Bay Lightning get the Stanley Cup. I'm sad that they beat my New York Islanders. I really am. But they definitely were the better team. Like, just watching their whole game strategy from August till now, they definitely deserved the cup. They played a phenomenal game in those final games. And I kind of wanted Dallas Stars to win. I did. Only because, you know, I'm one of those that's kind of like, oh, you beat my team. I hope the next team beats you. But I was thinking about it, and I was just kind of like, yeah, no, Tampa Bay was just better. It is what it is. And I have been watching LeBron James and the Lakers throughout their playoff series. I feel like when I'm saying LeBron James and the Lakers, I feel like they're his backup singers, and like, introducing LeBron James and the Lakers. Like, I mean, anyway, but I've been watching their series, and I'm glad that they're in the finals. I'm all for it. Hashtag for Kobe. And, you know, I'm proud of them. They came a long way, and, you know, I hope they win it all. But I mean, I also don't like when it's like, you know, a sweep. So I'm not a big fan of sweeping in any kind of sports form. Like, when a team gets swept, I think it's just upsetting. Only because, like, they could have had the opportunity to win. And I'm a rooter of the underdog. I think I said it in my original episode 9 that, yes, I am a big fan of the underdog. So I do hope that the Heat put up a bit of a fight, but at the end of it, I do hope that the Lakers walk away with victory. I can't leave without mentioning my Yankees, who are moving on in their playoff series. I'm hoping that with the addition of Gerrit Cole, they will go all the way. And I mean, anything can happen, right? That's the entire point of my highlight, is that anything can happen in sports. Legit, anything can happen. But I'm trying to stay and keep positive on this one. Like, I'm trying to go with my Yankees all the way. And of course, football is back. You know, touchdown! I'm happy that football is back. I've missed it. Well, when I say I missed it, I just miss, like, just that whole, the whole feeling of football being back on the screens. Because people love football. Like, most people love to watch football, regardless of the fact that they're just throwing around pigskin all the time, and they're not really, they don't have a lot of games, and then they don't, you know, it's a lot of back and forth, you know, down the field. But I enjoy watching football. And so I've watched Cam Newton and the Patriots again. I've watched Cam Newton and the Patriots come out, and out the gate on top, they're doing really well. Brady is doing all right as a Buccaneer, and the Giants and Jets are still struggling, but I'm not really surprised by that. I just figure at this point in their lives, in their career, they're going to be the struggle team until they get some like playmaking players, and then they get back on the grind like they once were. All right, moving on to episode 13, TV theme songs. Yes, 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 yes. This was a very fun episode to record. I really enjoyed writing and creating the list of TV theme songs. I think I had created it in one sitting. So, like, when I say one sitting, in terms of, like, whenever I'm creating my episodes, I usually, like, take from ideas that I've had already and just kind of run with it. But no, like, I was just kind of like, TV theme songs, boom, I got it. And I was just knocking them out off the top of my head because I watched too much TV. But I loved it so much. I made another one that will be released very soon, so stay tuned for that. I grew up watching TV, so the theme songs are so catchy, and it's like, how could you not enjoy them? You know, I don't think that there's a show that didn't have a catchy theme song. And if there is, then y'all could tell me what it was. And maybe it's not catchy to you, but it could be catchy to me. Who knows? Even the ones without lyrics are still pretty on point. Like, you can just vibe with that song. The episode was fun, and I enjoyed singing the tunes while I was, you know, while I was making the recording, and I really enjoyed the fact that I hit y'all with the Fresh Prince remix in the very beginning of the episode, because it was just kind of like, how could I not? I like switching it up on songs, so I figured I'd do it for my podcast. And I also received great feedback from it. So yeah, part two is on the way. And last but not least, the my fifth episode that I'd like to give a highlight and shout out to was episode 10. Yeah, episode 10, Big Ten of that was Big Ten. Of course I had to include Big Ten. The Big Ten episode, I was just so proud of myself because I had made it to 10 episodes. I was proud to both physically and mentally complete 10 episodes. Like, 10 episodes. That's a lot for me. That's a lot. And I don't know if it was because of the fact that, like, I just was like, wow, like, 10, you know, that's big. But I know it doesn't sound like much, but in my book, it is. It was a big deal for me. And like, I just was just kind of like, wow, I actually made it to 10. And now here I am doing 20, like 20 episodes, you know? And believe you me, that's an interesting phrase, isn't it? Like, believe you me? I don't know why we say it anyway. Where did that come from? Believe you me? Like, why? Why does it include you and me? I don't know. Anyway, coming up with those lists was not easy. I think I said that in my Big Ten episode. It was not easy. I don't know how Watch Mojo and Miss Mojo does it. Like, I really don't. I don't know how they do it. They're cranking out episodes like every day, all the time. Or they say that they make new lists or new top tens every day, and then all day they're just cranking them out. I'm just kind of like, what is your creative, like, how do you get to this point where you're just kind of like, yeah, I want to do a top 10 on the best shoes to wear at a picnic, or the best cookies, or the top 10 best Thanksgiving dinners creation. Like, I don't know. They're just sitting in a room and just kind of like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's do it. And I'm just kind of like, what? I want to be that creative, but they have a big team, and it's just me. Like, me and my creative brain, and then like whatever sparks my interest, and I just write it out real quick, and I'm just like, yeah, I want to talk about that. And then I do. You know? And so, like, coming up with those lists is not easy. And I'm saying this because I just always feel like I'm leaving something out, you know? And so, which is also funny, because anytime if you do watch Mojo's videos, then you notice how people are commenting, what about this, and give that their credit, and how can this be in number 10, and why did you do this, and why did you do that? And so, yeah, it's not easy. But yeah, those are the highlights that I wanted to talk about. And, you know, five episodes out of 20 may not, I could do more, but I just felt like those five really defined how my episodes have been going. Like, they are legit random. Like, there's nothing about my episodes that have continuity. Every episode you're getting something absolutely different. And yes, I'll have part twos and whatever, threes, whatever. But for the most part, Like, even with this list, like, I went from talking about a movie to talking about dating to talking about sports to talking about TV to then talking about lists. So, yeah. But that is what I decided to do for my 20th episode. Hey, everybody. And now it's time for another installment of the Younger Self Advice segment. So, what would you say to your past self about your junior high school experience? Well, junior high school for me was awesome. I loved 7th grade. I think it was probably my rebel year, I would say. I was very rebellious that year. And when I say rebellious, for me, it meant just like little stuff. Like, I got in trouble for maybe talking in class or whatever. But I would tell my younger self to probably focus more in your science class. That was the class I got in trouble the most. So I would tell my younger self to pay more attention in science. And you can hang out with your friends and you can, you know, have fun. But just remember that school is important. And doing your work is a good thing. It'll help you, and especially if you want to get into a good high school. So for your junior high school experience, also enjoy the heck out of it, because 8th grade was awesome too. You know, you killed it in math. You were so great in math, but your other curriculars lacked just a tad. So if you're gonna do the best in one subject, I suggest that you apply that to all the subjects and have fun playing basketball. It's not that stressful. You are a good ball player, so practice, and have fun with it. That is what I would tell myself if my younger self from junior high would appear right in front of me. Hey, everybody. So, as I said, I'm a New Yorker, right? So, it's only bids right that I can tell you the story of where I was when September 11th hit, when it happened that day. I can't believe it was 19 years ago. It's still fresh in my mind where I was, what I was doing, and how the rest of that day went for me. And it's very interesting, like, when you get together with other people who were around, who knew, and you just be like, yeah, that was 19 years ago. It's like crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But I'll tell you the story of where I was. And so I was in class. I was in 5th grade. I was in class, and the day didn't even really start yet. Like, I think we were either, like, my classmates and I, we were either getting our homework out for my teacher, Miss Charles, or we were getting into doing some schoolwork. Either way, like, we weren't doing much. Like, we were sitting at our desks and we were pretty quiet, and we were just sort of, like, you know, going through the motions of school. Like, it's another day of school, and, you know, as a 5th grader, you're kind of just like, this is 5th grade. It's the end of a small era, you know, K through 5 for us New Yorkers. Like, we can graduate at the end of 5th grade, and then next thing you know, you're in middle school. So 5th grade is supposed to help you be a middle schooler, supposed to help you transition or whatever. And I still remember, cuz, you know, it was still the beginning of the school year, cuz we had Labor Day weekend, and we didn't go back to school until after that. And then it was early. So I just remember my teacher was either sitting, I believe she was sitting at her desk, not really, you know, socializing or anything. And then my 3rd grade teacher, because I went to this school, PS 161, and I remember my 3rd grade teacher, because it was all on the same floor, surprisingly. Like, the school wasn't that big, but I remember my third grade teacher, Miss Schwartz, she had run. She ran. I've never seen that lady run before. And she ran into my current teacher's classroom, and she was just kind of like, oh my gosh, like, my class just told me that a plane flew into the building. And at first she was like, you know, of course she's like, I didn't believe them, because when the plane initially hit, it didn't, like, not a lot had happened as yet. And so then Miss Charles was like, come, I'll talk to you in the hallway. So we as students were just kind of like, what, whisper, talking amongst ourselves. There was laughter, there was jokes. And then we realized it was serious. Then we realized it was serious because all of the teachers were freaking out and they were trying to keep us settled and calm. And I just remember, like, sitting at my desk thinking to myself, what is going on? And I didn't know. Honestly, I didn't know where in Manhattan the World Trade Center was. I just knew that it was very visible from my school, which is interesting because we're in Brooklyn, but we had a clear shot from the third grade classroom. If I remember correctly, like, you could look and see the World Trade Center. You could see the Twin Towers from my school in Brooklyn, which, you know, is pretty historic in my opinion, because it's just like, you know, these really big buildings and the boroughs, Brooklyn and Manhattan. Anyway, so yeah, we realized that things were serious when the teachers were more like, they were more like, you know, all right, class, like, you know, just pay attention to your work or whatever, and you know, we'll continue or we'll do something. They were trying to keep us calm or whatever. And then after some time had passed, then we found out that a second plane had hit the building, and then you could see. So then, like, my third grade teacher, she took her class out of the room so they couldn't watch anymore. And, like, those classrooms that were able to see the buildings, they were leaving, and it was all over the news. And I mean, we were in class, so we didn't see anything on the news. But after a while, people started getting picked up, and, like, my classmates were getting picked up. And I remember this one girl, she was crying. Like, she was crying. And I didn't understand why she was crying until later someone had told me that her dad was, he worked there. And they, I don't remember if they ever found him, but I just remember, like, seeing her crying, and I felt so sad for her. I didn't understand why, but I felt really sad. And then I got picked up along with my other friends, and, like, that was it. Though, like, I went to my sitter's house, and we watched the news, because that was all that was on TV. That was all that was on TV, was the towers and people trying to uncover what was happening. And then I remember at some point I was just kind of like, wait, where in Manhattan does my mom work again? And, like, at the time, I believe she had a car. So, like, at the time, I was just kind of like, you know, I was worried because I didn't know, like, how she would come home. Either she had a car or she was using the subway, because at that time, like, my mom didn't always have to drive to work. So if she found a good parking spot and she wasn't running late, then she would take the train or whatever. So I don't remember if she drove to work or if she was riding the train. I just remember that she was in Manhattan and things were going down in Manhattan, and I was just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And I mean, I was really happy that my mom was able to come home, but it was scary. That whole day felt like a dream. It felt like it didn't actually happen. And then the next day, it was like, no, that actually happened. And I believe I remember going back to school the next day. I don't think they kept us out of school or anything. But
It was interesting. It was a day of just prayer. Like, I remember praying a lot that day and praying for the people in the buildings and praying for the people surrounding the buildings, the firefighters, the police officers, everybody. I obviously didn't have any names. I was just like asking the Lord to save people and keep people and, you know, just to be in the midst of it. And it was probably the most eye-opening day I've could have ever had as a child, because it was just kind of like, what? These things happen? Like, I remember reading about them. Like, I remember reading in history books about crazy things that would happen and how America would overcome or whatever, but it was just like, it felt different when it happened to New York. It felt so much different. And then after that, obviously things changed in the way that we operate planes and the way that we operate like going to the airport and like getting checked in and all of that changed. And then, you know, people who had nothing to do with what happened were getting harassed and this was definitely before social media. So I can only imagine how much worse social media would have been had we had it during that time. It was a long day, and it is definitely not something I'd ever forget. And I probably would pass on my story to my future kids, if I have any, just to like let them know to always remember to just not to take anything for granted and to always like share your love and appreciation for people while you can, because you really never know what could happen. And yeah, that's my story for Never Forget September 11th, 2001. Thanks for listening. And that is the episode number 20. And I just want to give a quick tidbit. You know how we were all excited at the beginning of the year? We were just kind of like 2020 vision and all this other good stuff. We can still keep that mindset. Even though 2020 has not been the best year for a lot of different reasons, it is mostly about keeping focused on your goals and keeping focused on what you want to accomplish in your life. So, you know, let's keep that mindset intact. Like, even though there has been a lot of ups and downs about this year, if you are still focused on what you wanted to accomplish from the beginning of this year, when it started, when we had no idea, when we didn't exactly have any idea of how the year was going to go, and you're still working on that, that is awesome, because we are nearing the end of this year. And if you've stayed focused all of this time, that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. To be focused is amazing, and to stay the course is amazing. And just the fact that 20 in Greek numerals is the letter K is pretty awesome, because my name starts with a K, this podcast starts with a K, so I'm already on a good start when it comes to 20. All right, the number 20 in general. And so what I wanted to say was just thank you guys for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for your support. And I hope that you continue to rock with me. And just a quick heads up, episode 21 has a cute little tag feature. Well, that's not really that cute. Just be prepared that once you listen to episode 20, you'll officially be tagged. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Deuces. Hey, Katie Time fans. Don't forget to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this on for weekly updates. There's new episodes every week, and you can send me feedback by following me on Twitter and Instagram at Katie Time Podcast, or you can email me at katietimepodcast@gmail.com. Whichever you prefer to hit me up. I'd really appreciate hearing from you guys. Thanks.